My name is Victor Kubik. Welcome to another edition of Inside United Podcast. I'm here with the coordinator of Ambassador Bible College, Frank Dunkel. Welcome to Inside United.
Thanks, Mr. Kubik. I'm glad to be here.
We've just completed the 21st year of Ambassador Bible College, and we held an unusual graduation ceremony, but a very meaningful one. Tell us about it.
Well, it was very different from what we've ever done before because we weren't allowed to have the students and their families and friends here with us, so we planned a virtual graduation. Of course, we couldn't have the main, what's called the processional, when the students walk in while pomp and circumstance plays, but Ariana Del Signore arranged a slideshow that showed that the students' faces populating the screen as though they were coming in, and then we welcomed everyone. We were able to do, of course, your presentation live, as well as Dylan Reese, the student body president. And we asked the students at the end, they had pre-recorded some short videos telling about themselves and what they're doing next. So I think in some ways, the audience got to see our students and know them even a little better this way. We had a slideshow of some photos from the school year, so we're very glad to share that. It doesn't hurt that we've got a very well-qualified video production unit right here at the home office. They can make things possible that we wouldn't have thought of otherwise.
Yeah, I know. They really put their whole heart into it. Some of them are extremely exacting as to how they do things and made sure the timing was right, the lighting was right. I mean, it was really, truly a very professional presentation. It may look easy on the screen, but there were so many little things, you know, to do, prepare ahead of time. Frank, I'd like to hear about this last year's class, your thoughts, and about how it began and what happened in March.
Yeah, what happened? Well, it's interesting looking back. I've said for years now, and I believe it more now than ever, that God brings together a group of students that he wants together for a class in a particular year. And we don't always know why. You know, we can look at their applications, but there are things about them we don't know. But we see now, considering the health emergency that's been engulfing the world, this class of students was uniquely well qualified, I think, to deal with it. But we had a good mix, and some young, some older. During the year, we do some personality testing as part of Practical Christianity, where we talk about lessons of understanding and getting along with other people. And I learned that a vast majority of this class were introverts, and that's very unusual. There's always some, but this was a majority. They were a quiet class, but I would say quietly responsible, quietly competent. And so they went about their tasks throughout the whole year that way. And when this emergency happened, when suddenly they had to put the brakes on what they were doing, we were right on the verge of putting on our annual charity auction. They were doing rehearsals for the entertainment, organizing the items to be auctioned. And suddenly they were told, you can't come in the building. You have to stay home. And it seemed almost without even missing a beat, we adapted to classes being streamed online. The faculty got in front of our computers. The students gathered sometimes in groups where they live. And they did it. They were there for classes. One of the students who lived in California traveled home to be with her parents for part of the time and was getting up at 5:30 in the morning at local time to be with our 8:30 classes. And I've got to hand it to her. She was a spark plug that made the class go. But I think God must have known this was coming. Obviously, he can see beyond horizons that we can't. He knew the class that we needed, the type of students. He brought them here for this year.
One thing I know that I've been here almost 9 years or so, I've seen different classes. Some of them were larger, pushing 40 or maybe even more than that. And it just takes longer to get things done with a bigger group, and you don't get to really know them as well. But this year, I honestly, truly felt very, very close to the young people who came.
Yeah, absolutely. And they get close to each other. That's one of the most wonderful things about Ambassador Bible College is the bonds that they build, that unique experience of doing activities together and spending time, building friendships that last a lifetime. We were even discussing earlier that the work that the media crew put into making graduation possible. I think part of that's because many of them are ABC graduates, and they have this love for the program and for what it means. And they have that connection with this year's students as they will with next year's. And also, I would say, how well the classes went once we went online, built on the relationships that had been built. I don't think it would be the same if we started out and it was only an online program. We wouldn't know each other. We wouldn't relate. But we were able to take what we had from being together in the class for several months and then see each other over the screen, and it did work.
So what are our hopes for next year?
Well, we're hoping to have a normal school year next year. It's interesting, things have moderated. We started getting applications earlier than ever, and we were thinking we might actually have to turn away some applicants just because we would be out of room. But for reasons we know, in March, the applications slowed way down. But we still have a good-sized group. Some coming from international areas may not be able to join us next year, and I'm hoping their plans might let them come the following year. But we're going to have, I believe, more than 20 students, perhaps 25 or 30, and it's a really good group of students. I'm really excited about those who have applied and are coming in. Again, I'm sure it's a group that God has been carefully orchestrating to bring them together for what we're doing.
Can you give some advice here to those who may be on the bubble, just thinking about applying?
Certainly, I would tell everyone you're going to have a good group of classmates to join. So if you're thinking about applying, don't think that it won't happen or that it won't be as good as ever. I think it's getting better and better. And there's going to be a wonderful group of students who are devoted to God's way and want to learn His Word, and they want to do it with you, perhaps.
Well, this has been the 21st year of Ambassador Bible College. I remember the first year. It started in, I believe, 1999. It was just at the turn of the millennium.
Right.
And I remember Gary Antion, you know, was the coordinator at that time. And I really give a lot of credit to Gary Antion for creating something that stuck.
Well, I agree. I'm definitely standing on his shoulders, and I would say even that of the other faculty. And I think of before it was Ambassador Bible College, in another era there was Ambassador College, and most of us on the faculty attended there, and we certainly feel we are continuing that tradition. And in that sense, you could say this was the 71st graduation. Some would see it that way. I know Ambassador Bible College is unique, and so I don't want to take away from that, but certainly I owe a lot to Gary Antion, and I remember working with Dr. Don Ward. He reminds us he taught the very first ABC class, and I remember him as an instructor that I learned from, as well as I took classes from Gary Antion. And so I try to remind them that their legacy will be continued on by those who are here now, because we're carrying forward what they started.
Some of my two favorite classes of all time have been the Epistles of Paul, which I really enjoyed when I was at Ambassador College, and also the Harmony of the Gospels. And I do believe that we have kept a tradition and are even going to expand it in Harmony.
Yes, we're planning on giving it more time. That's something at the end of the year some of the students expressed. They would like to have it throughout the year and not just a module. And that's the plan that I'm working on, to have the class offered on a weekly basis, but not take away. Actually, I'm inviting Mr. Ashley to still come and teach. He provides the cultural and the historical context that fits for the Gospels and the Epistles of Paul in a way that I think no one else does or perhaps can without the years and years of study. So there's where I think we're going to be improving and building upon what we've had.
Tell me about some of the other classes. Are there any changes or anything that you're going to do differently for next year?
I tried something new this year that actually was fairly successful. And that is, in the fall semester at the beginning of the year, we presented the minor prophets class and the major prophets in the spring, whereas normally it had been the other way around. And it seemed that got the students oriented and it went a little bit better. And so that's something we think, I want to continue doing that. And maybe we'll work on tweaking the practical Christianity class. We try to make it as relevant as possible. We have the classes where we go through the books of the Bible and we dig into all the meaning that can be there, and we get into practicing Christianity. How do you make your decisions on a day-to-day business? How do you use God's Word to do so? And so I'm contemplating some adjustments, but only just to build on what we've had and improve it. I've felt honored. Again, that's a class Gary Antion taught, and I think he might have pioneered that class. And I've just striven to continue what he's done. And, if there's anything I can see that I might be able to add to it, to do that.
You mentioned about the minor prophets, and that's actually an area where I believe that there's more taught here than what we'd had at Ambassador College myself, because we had the survey of the Old Testament, mm-hmm. which was kind of a big gloss, really, over the whole Old Testament. And I know that it's hard to cover the Old Testament, you know, in 1 year. But I sat in on your class, and there was just a lot of detail and things I had never heard of, and you brought out the timing of when that book was written, you know, who it was to, what lessons were taught, and how it fit into the whole scope of God's message to mankind.
Yes, and we try to do that with all the books that we cover. I believe when I was a student, yeah, the Minor Prophets class was an elective. It wasn't required. And so one of the things we see here at ABC, all of the Bible classes are required. So no one has to go through and say, oh, I wish I'd have taken that later, which I would say I've had that experience. There was a class when I was a student called the Wisdom Literature, which primarily Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and I've been kicking myself for decades now because I didn't sign up and take it. But now I've been able to listen to Dr. Randy Erwiller teach it, and he excels. He's a fabulous instructor. That's one of the blessings we have at ABC is, along with our resident faculty, we can bring in others who might come and visit for a while, and they add a different dimension. That's something, in fact, you know, it's great that we have a variety of teachers in different styles, because you know, one teacher will click with a certain student, and another student might not connect with that one as well, but he does another. So there's a variety of presentation styles. And there are some, now it's hard to imagine anyone but Steve Myers teaching Epistles of Paul, because he does it so well. And then Darris McNeely, as he's leading the class through Daniel and Revelation, it's like he's reaching into their hearts to bring the meaning. And so I think we've got a really good balance. Of course, Aaron Dean has that practical side of the broad perspective and bringing his, you know, long experience in the church. So we hope that the variety and the different types of men putting this together, along with the women that are on the support staff. I feel like if I didn't mention Kathy DeCampos, who is the mother to the class every year, that's an important part of what we have here. And Stella Heltebrand has been that, supporting the students in the kitchen. So we have a team and a family that really, I think, effectively balances each other.
Right, and some of the students have become interns, you know, working in different jobs, you know, everything from the kitchen to media, and so we kind of get to know them better. And some of them have gotten jobs here, you know, and had their career took off from Ambassador Bible College, and then it went on to work that's being done here, and also to the mission of the church.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm thrilled to have that. Anyone who viewed our graduation, Ariana Del Signore put together most of the video presentation, and she just graduated this time last year. And so we have that going. I think Chaz Leathers was operating the camera. I remember him as a student, but I also remember him as a 12-year-old camper and in a dorm that I was the counselor of quite a few years back. So it is amazing how things progress. Matter of fact, when I first came here, Gary Antion found a photo from Pasadena back in 1988 or 89 with me and some other students in a student organization and that he was the faculty advisor for. And it makes me wonder which of these students that are sitting there in the classroom might be taking over my job sometime in the future. And knowing that could happen, I want to give them the best instruction possible.
Any final comments you'd like to make about ABC? Any other impressions?
Just that it's such a privilege to be a part of this. But I often tell the students, or I don't often enough, but every now and then it occurs to me that without them, we don't have Ambassador Bible College. So we need them to come to make it what it is. And I'm thrilled that every year a group comes forward that I think God works with, and they make Ambassador Bible College.
Dr. Dunkel, we really appreciate you taking the time here to make this podcast right on the heels of graduation. In fact, the graduation exercises ended less than an hour ago.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure and an honor.
Well, thank you for joining us here on Inside United. Glad that you came by here to listen. If you have any questions or suggestions, please write to us at podcast@ucg.org, podcast@ucg.org. And we value your suggestions. In fact, some of the podcasts that we've had have been as a result of your suggesting the topics. Tell your friends about this podcast. You can find us on the homepage of ucg.org, ucg.org. Go to the main menu bar and click on podcast. Also, you can find us on your favorite Apple or Android podcast app. So we'll say goodbye. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.